We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fascinating new stats on manufacturing jobs. This always blows my mind because we were told by Obama that the manufacturing jobs of the past were not going to come back. And we weren't just told this, in all fairness, by Obama. We were told this also by the Republicans. They weren't coming back. Don't even try. Just go get some skills training. What's wrong with you? We can't have manufacturing jobs. And as the Republicans sat on their hands and did nothing, and the Democrats did worse than nothing. They mocked Trump for suggesting we could ever grow again at more than 2% rate, right? And so here's Obama. Jobs of the past are not coming back.
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how?
Okay. Manufacturing jobs in the U.S. Now growing at 10 times the rate. In Trump's 21 months of Obama's last 21 months in office. So that's not a blip. That's not, well, you know, Obama fixed it, but then Trump just inherited it. 10 times the rate. It is massive. It is massive to see this. And it really does a psychological thing on you, because when both parties have told you their jobs aren't coming back, we'll never manufacture again, we can't compete, and that turns out to be such a lie, and Trump demonstrates it, it makes you wonder what other lies they've told you about why we were poor.
I thought that for quite some time, Tara.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's really making folks begin to question stuff. I mean, I think when you start to see these shifts in millennials, black people now beginning to doubt what they've been told, I think it's because we're having it demonstrated for us that we didn't have to be poor. They just told us we did. And here's what's remarkable about this. This is from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. It's a editorial in Investor's Business Daily. Okay, why are we seeing this manufacturing boom? If you've got one of those friends that say, "Oh, it's Obama, it's just delayed." Okay, tell me what the policy was.
Exactly.
Tell me. By the way, in all the time I've been challenging people to do this, it's been months now, I have never gotten a phone call, not one, with somebody who can explain to me specifically what the Obama policy was that caused the boom.
Right.
That Trump
exactly.
inherited. What
exactly.
was the policy? I have yet to hear that from anybody. Okay.
Well, you won't hear it because there were none. Because every policy out there was to diminish the power, presence, and economic success of this country. Period. That
Absolutely.
Was the goal.
It was. Well, here's Investor's Business Daily. A significant part of America's manufacturing boom is attributable to a key change in the tax code signed into law in December 2017. So this is an actual concrete thing. This isn't just people like Trump, so the economy got fixed. That's not what happened. The new law encouraged U.S. companies with corporate earnings sitting overseas, avoiding high U.S. corporate taxes, to bring that cash back to American shores. Some $300 billion out of what the Federal Reserve estimated to be $1 trillion in multinational enterprises' profits that had been kept offshores was sent home in the first quarter of 2018. $300 billion out of $1 trillion sent home in the first quarter of 2018 alone. And now we're seeing a manufacturing boom. Of course we are. In fact, I mean, I don't know, and I should save the audio when, like, Rush does. I predicted this down to the dollar amount and the jobs boom in actual numbers, because we know for every $1 billion invested, you get 7,000 jobs. And so people like Jamie Dimon, Hillary Doner, who's the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, were able to actually say in concrete terms, hey, if we pass the Trump tax plan, this is how many jobs we're going to get through the repatriation of the money that had been hiding offshores from our confiscatory tax policy. So you could actually project the jobs. That's how I was able to predict this, using the stats provided by people a lot smarter than I am, who know a lot more than I do. And yet, incredibly, even though I was able to predict this a year in advance, what would happen? Because Jamie Dimon wouldn't shut up about it. And folks like him wouldn't shut up about, wow, I mean, think how many jobs we've had. Think of the economic growth. I mean, you've got the World Bank. You've got the Fed predicting the growth rate that we would have. And guess what? We have it now. This was all very predictable. We knew beforehand what would happen. And yet for decades, we wouldn't darn do it. And now we've got all these people. No, it's Obama's. You're taking credit for Obama's surge. Call me right now and tell me what policy of Obama's led to this. I want to know. Because I can give you specifically in dollar terms what policy of Trump's led to this. I can explain it in a concrete way. I bet you can. And that's the thing here. I mean, so not only has Trump shattered these psychological things, these universal rules we had accepted. We won't manufacture again. We're not going to grow again. Do you have a magic wand? Listen, if Obama had done something that caused these manufacturing jobs to come back, would he have answered that question that way, Lee?
No, of course not.
Would he have said, no, just hold on. I've got my policies in place. It's going to work out. They'll be coming back.
Yeah.
No. He's asked if the jobs are coming back. He says, no, they're not coming back because he didn't have a policy in place that was going to bring them back.
Well, the policies were in place to make sure they didn't come back.
Exactly.
Those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that?
That is not a man who put things in place that are now bringing the jobs back belatedly.
Yeah.
It's not that. He would say, hold on. No, I've got all my policies in place. Here's how they're going to come back. You're just going to have to wait. He didn't, because he's got nothing in place to bring these jobs back. They didn't want them back.
Exactly.
They want a dependency, welfare-dependent population dependent on them.
And they wanted to diminish the power and presence of this country because of social justice. This country is too rich. It is too prosperous. It has got things too easy. It has done this on the backs of the rest of the world, and we've got to pay a price for it. That was the mentality.
Yes.
And still is the mentality to this day of his party.
Now, okay, so think about this for a minute. $300 billion injected into our economy in just the first quarter of 2018 because of the tax code changes, and the Democrats want to take back the tax cuts. Think about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
They are literally running on, we have, you know, Trump has increased by a factor of 10 times the manufacturing job creation over Obama's last 21 months in office, and we want to roll that back. That is literally what they're running on.
And just imagine what that the Democrat victory would do to the stock market. You know, all those claims that, oh, Trump gets elected, stock market's going to tank. It did exactly the opposite the day he was inaugurated.
Yeah, now it's going to go down in the future. Scott's overheated.
I know.
You and I have been saying that for years.
But I'm talking about a major course correction, because the profitability of American corporations will diminish. The growth in this economy will slow or come to a stop, because that's what will happen when you have policies that increase taxes on businesses and on individuals, and increase regulations and make it harder for this country to compete abroad and against imports coming into this country. And then, of course, what they want to do with the labor market. It's obvious. It's economic 101.
Yep. By the way, I have nobody on the line now.
And
these liberal trolls volunteer to tell me what policy was it of Obama's. I would be fascinated to know.
They're probably trying to Google it right now.
Right. Yeah. Google it. Go to Snopes.com. They'll tell you the truth.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, they totally will. You believe what's on Snopes.com. Again, I've got some beautiful beachfront property in Pickens County I'd like to sell you. Very reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you don't need to see it first. Just take my word for it.
Of course.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.